You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking the time out today, 15 minutes to be exact, as we tune into God's frequency. God is always broadcasting. I guarantee you, you'll hear the truth when you tune in. You go to where God's speaking, and that is in His Word. He's got a lot to say in this sermon. I encourage you to download the whole thing. Write to me. I'll send you the disc. Go to my Facebook page. If you're on Facebook, WGOD Radio, you'll find it on there, The Return of the Demon. Download it from there. Write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I'll mail you the disc free of charge, whatever it takes. Listen to the words of Jesus today when He tells you that you only have so long of a time until the demon that's been kicked out of you. You see, once the demon is kicked out, then you can see clearly. You can hear, think, see, smell. The fog's been lifted, you see, because of the grace of God. And once that happens, oh, you got to make a decision. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. The Apostle Paul pleads today, if you hear His voice, we read in Hebrews, don't harden your heart. That's what we're looking at here. That's what we've been looking at in this sermon. We're also looking at the parable of the four soils. The seed is the same. There's four soils. That is a heart condition. How do you receive the seed planted, sown, by the Son of God when it goes into your heart? This is the last part of this message that's going to air. Enjoy this sermon here today, The Return of the Demon.
When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and doesn't understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away forcefully what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. So we're looking at four types of people that start out in the Christian faith. It's a level playing field. All receive the same seed. But your heart will determine what you do with it. It's the same seed in all four types of people. This is up to your receptiveness for what you hear, for the seed that's planted in you. The first group, the text says, doesn't understand. Then Satan rises up and snatches away the word from that person's heart. All right, why don't they understand? I'll give you a couple reasons. Number one, maybe because of the Bible translation the pastor's using. Maybe he's a staunch King James Version only, and the people sitting don't understand, and he refuses to explain the meaning of difficult texts, and people walk out of this door and they don't understand. Jesus says there's a law, just like the law of gravity, that when you walk out that door not understanding, then the enemy comes in. Snatches away what was sown in your heart. That's what happened to the first group. Another reason for not understanding. Maybe you're a new believer. Now, my church family's heard me say this before. You're a new believer now. You've got no one helping you along. And now all of a sudden, you hear voices when you never heard them before. Now you hear things like, oh, you're never going to amount to anything. Oh, you really think you're a Christian? Oh, look, you've committed that sin twice now. You're not a believer. You see, you never heard those things before, but now you hear them. And you don't understand. Well, it must be something wrong with me. When I hung out at Bennigan's, I never heard this kind of stuff. I guess I'll go back to how it was before. And you got a real enemy that you just can't see. And out of four people that start off in the Christian faith, that's what happens to the first one. Gone he goes, outside the door, for whatever reasons to him, he didn't understand it. And Satan came and snatched violently, like coming up to you in Publix and sticking a knife in your back and saying, stick him up. And he snatches the seed that Jesus Christ put in your heart. And now you're seedless, waiting for happy hour. That's the first group. Verse 20. But he who receives the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. All right, verse 21. New American Standard. But he has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary. And when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away. Let me ask the question, what, pray tell, is a temporary Christian? What is it, Darren? What's a temporary Christian? A temporary or short-lived Christian. How can you be a temporary Christian? A short-lived Christ follower is one that's got no hupomone in them. That's one that's never abided under the hand of God during trials or tribulation, but has cut bait, they've cut bait, Tim, every time, and have run. When you're underneath trials and tribulation, don't cut bait. Wait on the Lord. He'll see you through, no matter what it is you're going through. It's a test. Immediately he falls away. Greek word is the word scandalon. Our word scandal comes from. That also is translated in the King James and New King James, offended. The slightest little thing comes up and immediately he's offended. What a buzzword for today, isn't it? Everyone's offended. Look at all the people offended at Jesus Christ today. Is there a greater offense today than that? Than people offended at the noble name of Jesus? That's the second group. Those that are offended because of the word. All right, so far we've got two temporary Christ followers who have been taken out. Let's look at the third, verse 22. And we're almost done. It's going to be an early release day today. I'm married to a crossing guard. Verse 22. He who receives seed among thorns is he who hears the word, but the cares of this world, in Greek, that's the anxieties of this age. Like Trump this, Trump that, Trump, Trump, Trump. The anxieties of this age. When you're all hung up in this worldly stuff, it chokes the word that's in you. What did we look at last week? Right? Republicans are full of rage and anger. Democrats are full of rage and anger. Who wins?
Satan. And he's laughing at you.
He is. He's snatching away what's sown in your heart, and he's laughing. You're filled with hate because of the shredding of the Constitution. You're filled with hate because you got Trump derangement syndrome. Everyone's full of hate. Satan laughs and walks out the door. And Jesus said, because lawlessness will increase, the love of many will wax cold. And that's where we're living at right now. He who receives seed among thorns is he who hears the word, but the anxieties of this age and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word. And it becomes unfruitful. So the third temporary Christian was taken out because of the cares of this world. What will I eat? What will I wear? How can I survive without the mark of the beast? That's what they'll say at the end of the age. We're asking this morning whether or not that's prophetic or not. It will be. It's good for all ages, but especially at the end of the age. How can I survive without the mark of the beast and the deceitfulness of riches? That is thinking that money will see you through the tribulation or through troubles in life. And it won't. Now, Jesus said this, because you say, I am rich and I've become wealthy and I need nothing. But you do not know that you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Or being naked. Revelation 3:17. Don't let riches deceive you. Once riches become your security blanket, God will blow on them. Like this. And then you'll be left, you and your Bible and him. Once riches become your security blanket, God will blow on them. If he loves you, he will. He doesn't want to see you end up in group number three. He'll do whatever it takes to ensure that doesn't happen to you. He'll make your life difficult. He'll take your money away. He'll take your distractions away. Paul said the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. 1 Timothy 6:10. Now, for the last group in this parable, verse 23. But he who receives seed on good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bear fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. So what do we got here? This last group, number one, they hear the word, right? He who has ears to hear, let him hear. That's the start. They've gone through door number one. They hear it. Number two, they understand it. All right, we're on a roll now. Not only do you got ears to hear and you've passed that demon, now you understand it. When it says, all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved, you understand it. With the heart one believes unto righteousness, you understand it. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I believe in Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.